That is a very good question, and after 6 years of doing the job, I reckon I'm finally starting to work it out. It's basically the Senate is a separate chamber of the Parliament in Canberra, and really more than anything, our job is to review what the government of the day is doing and try to hold them accountable. So when you're in opposition, like I am at the moment, our job is to cast a really good eye over all of the acts of Parliament that the government wants to pass. We hold Senate inquiries where anyone who has got a view about a particular piece of legislation can have a say, and that gives us the chance to improve it and maybe fix up some of the things that the government of the day is trying to do, which mightn't be quite right. So that's one of our big roles. But yeah, you might have seen from time to time the Senate estimates hearings that we hold as well. And that's really about giving the senators an opportunity on behalf of all Australians to ask politicians and bureaucrats where the money's going, what it's being used for, is it the right thing, you know, are there rorts that need to be uncovered? So more than anything, really, the role is one about holding the government accountable and making sure that they're doing the right thing.
Now, you're a senator for Queensland, correct?
That's right, yeah. So my electorate is the whole state, and that's why I suppose you see a lot of me in central Queensland as well as in north Queensland and the southeast as well. There's 12 senators for every state. At the moment, there are 3 from Labor. I think it's 5 from the LNP, and the rest are sort of across the minor parties. And, so our job is to represent the whole state down in Canberra.
So where do you reside?
I live in Brisbane. My office is on the Gold Coast. But as I say, I spend probably more time anywhere in regional Queensland than anywhere else.
And at the end of the day, what have you achieved?
Well, I think some of the things that I've achieved is to really put a spotlight on some of the wrongdoing from the Morrison government. We can all think about some of the rorts that have happened on this government's watch, the car park rorts, the sports rorts, even the fact that Queenslanders are still getting paid less flood assistance than people who went through the floods in New South Wales. And I'd like to think that by talking to people like you and other media outlets and raising things in Parliament, that I've been able to expose some of the wrongdoing that we've seen from this government. And at times we've been able to get that fixed. We've been able to get the government to back down on things. But other times we haven't. But hopefully we've left a lasting impression with the public, and they might take that into account when they come to vote on election day.
Now, you have a 6-year term, don't you?
So we effectively get twice the length of time as a term that the House of Reps do. So you have your House of Representatives elections every 3 years, and the senators change over every 6 years, basically.
Incredible. So when are you up for election?
Yeah, so I'm up for election this time round. So I'll be standing and asking people to support me and the Labor team again in the Senate, because I think the Senate is what really makes or breaks a government. Obviously, the way our system works, to get into government, you've got to have a majority of seats in the House of Representatives, but the Senate is where it really decides whether the government of the day gets to put its legislation through or not. So what we're asking people is that if you want a change of government, and I think a lot of people out there do, the only way to do that is to vote for Labor, both in the House of Representatives. So at your local level, Russell Robertson in Capricornia and Matt Burnett in Flynn. But we're also asking them to vote for the Labor Senate team as well, so that we can actually deliver what's promising, you know, so that we can strengthen Medicare and bring down the cost of living with power bills and childcare and medicines and things like that, and make sure that we have good, secure local jobs right across central Queensland. That's what Labor wants to do if we can form office. And if we have good numbers in the Senate, it makes it a hell of a lot easier to get that done.
Murray Watt, Senator for Queensland, thanks very much for telling us exactly what you do.
Good to talk to you. Thanks, mate.